John chapter 3, verse 9 to verse 13. Jesus has made it as plain as a pikestaff. You must be born again, unless you are regenerated. You will never see the kingdom. You will never enter the kingdom. It is impossible. Nicodemus responds, "How can this be? How can a man be born again?" He shows he does not understand. Of course he does not understand. As Jesus has just said, until a man is regenerate, born again, he never will understand. He never will see. He never will enter into these things. The things of the Spirit are foolishness to the natural man. He cannot know them. They cannot be understood. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14. Jesus addresses Nicodemus directly on this point. "You are Israel's teacher," Jesus said, verse 10. "And do you not understand these things?" There's a tremendous emphasis. You, one of Israel's teachers, one of Israel's teachers, one of the Sanhedrin. You've got the prophet, man. The prophet Jeremiah. You've got the prophet Ezekiel. Jeremiah 31. Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 37. The dead bones have to live. The stony heart has to be given to taken away and become a heart of flesh. The law has to be written in your heart, on the fleshy tables of your heart, not upon tablets of stone. Don't you understand? The prophets told you this. You have to be regenerate. God wants the heart. You are Israel's teacher. And do you not understand these things? And Jesus makes it very plain to Nicodemus. "I tell you the truth." This solemn asseveration again. "I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know. And we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony." The "we," it could be that he's linking himself, Christ is linking himself with the prophets, with John the Baptist. Or it might be that God is speaking, and this is what Jesus means here when he says to Nicodemus, "We speak," this kind of authoritative "we." "I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things?" Are you listening to what Jesus is saying? In the earlier part of the chapter, he says you must be born again. Unless you are born again, you cannot, you will not, you are unable to appreciate, see, receive spiritual things, and you cannot enter the kingdom. You will never see it. But now it is you do, you will not. Can you see what is happening here? This need for regeneration, there is an inability about it. The human heart is dead. The human soul is dead in trespasses and sins. There is an inability about the unregenerate. But there is a willfulness, a deliberateness, a refusal. "I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not, you do not believe? Will you not believe? Will you believe? Can you see the emphasis here? Cannot, do not, will not. And that is why I call this short discourse inability and responsibility. Inability and accountability, if you will. Dead sinners are dead sinners, yes. And they are utterly dead in trespasses and sins. And they have no ability. The scriptures make this abundantly plain. But the scriptures also make it abundantly plain that the sinner, dead in his sins, is willfully rejecting Christ. You will not come to me, says Christ. John 5:40. You will not come to me. There is that passage where they test Jesus with questions. And he asks them about John the Baptist. John's ministry, was it from heaven or of men? And we know that the Jews debated among themselves. If we say men, well, people won't like us because they all think John came from God. But if we say from God, then this man will say to us, then why did you not believe him? So they said, well, we cannot say. And Jesus responds, neither will I tell you what you want to know from me. Cannot, they say. Will not, says Jesus. And it's the two together. There is an inability here, but the fault also lies in the will. This is what unregeneracy is. We are responsible and accountable. Now, Christ tells Nicodemus here plainly that no one else has the ability, the power, the right, the knowledge to teach this subject. I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man. And that is his himself, of course. And the claim is here, no other teacher will come and explain this matter. Islam can't explain it. No other religion can explain it. But Christ lays the responsibility and the inability at Nicodemus's door, and therefore at my door and your door. We are responsible. And Christ is the unique teacher. There is no other teaching but this. No other teacher but Christ. I have spoken to you of earthly things. What does he mean by that? I do not think he is referring to the wind, the illustration of the wind earlier in the chapter. This is difficult, but my own view is that he's probably speaking in this way. These are elementary things, Nicodemus, and if you haven't received the first principles, the elementary facts, how are you going to go on when I deal with the more advanced, the heavenly thing? That might be a mistake, what I'm saying there, I don't know, but that's how I view it. But Jesus has spoken very plainly. John has recorded it. It is clear throughout these passages that the sinner has to be regenerate. He cannot believe unless he is regenerate, but he is nevertheless responsible and accountable. It is as John 1:11-13 says, Jesus came to his own, but his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the sons of God, even them that were born, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God, born again. You will believe. Not what I say. No. You do not accept our testimony. No. And the truth is today, men do not believe Christ. They do not believe the gospel. They do not believe scripture. They'll believe any Tom, Dick, or Harry but Jesus. They'll believe the atheist, the evolutionist, the old Moore's almanac, the horoscope, the stars, the mumbo-jumbo of Rome, the platitudes. Any, as I say, Tom, Dick, or Harry with his sentimental gush, but the sovereign God speaking through his Son, Jesus Christ, by his Spirit in Scripture, no. I have spoken to you, but you do not believe. You will get no other teaching. So what do I deduce from this? How do I address you, unbeliever? I tell you plainly of your inability, your deadness in sin, yes, but this does not excuse you. In the same breath, I tell you of your enormous, infinite responsibility. You must understand, you must accept, you ought to believe, you ought to receive Christ. This comes over and over again. You are responsible, Nicodemus. You must believe. You must receive. You ought to. You cannot, but you will not. So I say the same to you, my friend. You cannot, but you must. If you say, where do I go from here? Let me just invite you to read on. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. And that will take us into the next discourse. Your great responsibility is to look to Christ and believe. But in this discourse, I know you do not have the ability, but you have the responsibility. Then look to Christ. But that's where I leave this discourse. With your inability, but your accountability. I hope this discourse will humble you under the mighty hand of God and make you cry out to Christ for everlasting salvation. There is no other hope. Believer, what can I say to you? How can I close for us who have been brought by God's grace to regeneration and therefore to faith in Christ? I hope these words of Samuel Medley may be a blessing to you. Assist my soul, my heavenly King, thine everlasting love to sing, and joyful spread thy praise abroad, as one through grace that's born of God. No, it was not the will of man my soul's new heavenly birth began, nor will nor power of flesh and blood that turned my heart from sin to God. Herein let self be all abased, and sovereign love alone confessed. This be my song through all the road, that born I am, and born of God. Oh, may this love my soul constrain to make returns of love again, that I, while earth is my abode, may live like one that's born of God. May I thy praises daily show, who hath created all things new, and washed me in a Saviour's blood, to prove that I'm a son of God. And when the appointed hour shall come, that thou wilt call me to my home, joyful I'll pass the chilling flood, and die as one that's born of God. Then shall my soul triumphant rise to its blessed mansion in the skies, and in that glorious, bright abode, sing then as one that's born of God.